Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am your host, medium Michelle Stockatelny, and I'm very glad to be back on the air. There have been a few weeks, a bit of a break because I've been ill and all sorts of fun things going on. I don't know about you, but I'm definitely looking forward to spring. I live in a very cold place in Canada, and so I'm definitely looking forward to all of the amazing things that are coming up. Before we get to our topic today, I just wanted to mention a few things that are going to be happening over the next while. If you are in Winnipeg, Manitoba, I will be at Spirit Seekers this weekend at the Hotel Fort Garry, which is actually the place that I got married, which so it has a special meaning to me. And we'll be there doing readings, and I'll be doing a session about mediumship development circles and all that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So look up Spirit Seekers Winnipeg if you're at all interested. And this is the last year that they'll be running it too, so definitely make the effort to come out if you can. And after that, in June, I'm going to be out in BC, so if we have any British Columbia listeners, I'm going to be coming out your way for the first week of June and working out of Phoenix Rising Metaphysical Emporium. I'll be doing some of my workshops and doing some readings, so you can follow me on Facebook and stay up to date with everything going on there. And of course, I'm doing a number of workshops and courses in Winnipeg. So if you have any interest at all, feel free to contact me after the show, because part of what I do, I mean, I love my readings. I love giving you the opportunity to connect with your guides and loved ones. But I also love teaching because I work with spirit. And again, this is why my, you know, I guess if you were to call it a business name, it's called the Spirit Guided Path, because everything I do is guided by spirit. And it's so unique because, like I've said before, in the middle of my classes, my guides will provide a demonstration or some suggestions or some new information that will help everyone in the moment. And that's why I just love what I do and I'm very grateful for it. So today we are going to be talking about meditation. Now, you might think, well, I mean, I've been meditating for years and I don't really need to hear any of this. Well, I might be putting a bit of a different spin on things today, because a lot of people have a hard time trying to either implement meditation into their lives, or they feel like they're not getting anywhere with it. And so if you're one of those people, you don't want to miss this show, because hopefully one of the things that I suggest to you today will be helpful to you moving forward. And it's important to know that, you know, meditation, it should never feel difficult. If it feels difficult or complicated, then something needs to change. So what I thought I would do is answer a few of the common questions that I get on the air, as well as at the end, we will be doing a meditation today. So that'll be fun too. So the first question I wrote down that I get a lot is, I cannot quiet my mind during meditation, and so I gave up trying. Why is it so hard to stop thinking during meditation? See, the thing is, meditation is not at all about completely silencing the mind. It is all about giving yourself the space and time to focus on yourself. Sitting quietly is a good start, but learning to give attention to only one thought at a time takes practice. Some say that when a thought arises during meditation, to let it go, but I do disagree. You need to invite the thought, accept the thought, and do not let it compete with other thoughts that are trying to come up as well. Think about during meditation is what you need to focus on, as opposed to one of the things that you need to try to let go of. When the thought is about your past, it is your spirit's way of saying, you have been holding on to this for a long time and long enough, and it is time to heal from it. When the thought is about the future, your spirit is saying to you, you are trying to control the outcome. It is time to let go of your worry and to trust in yourself. Meditation is not about creating a perfectly clear mind, which I think is, you know, rather impossible while we're here in this physical world. It is about giving yourself the opportunity to allow the thoughts and feelings that you have been ignoring, repressing, or blocking to come up and show you what you need to do in order to move forward towards clarity, peace, and balance. One of the other questions I get a lot is, I fall asleep whenever I meditate. Why is that? Chances are it's because your body needs rest more than you realize. It's actually very common to drift off as you meditate, and it doesn't mean that you are doing anything wrong. we all do work in spirit as we sleep. So don't underestimate what you may be accomplishing on the subconscious level while you are asleep. However, if you prefer to remain aware of what you see, experience, and feel during meditation, then it would be best to plan for a time that is not in the evening. Perhaps you could wake up 15 minutes earlier, find a quiet spot in your home, maybe one where you might actually be able to see the sunrise, and sit up to meditate. It can seem difficult at first to get into this habit, but meditation is just one of the many practices that help us to balance our lives, to help us to grow and to heal. And so if you are willing to add this into your life, you need to be open to making other small yet significant changes, such as going to bed at a good time every night so that you have the rest you need to wake up earlier to meditate. Another question I get is, I cannot meditate. I try and I just cannot stay in that position and thus can never get anything from it. Am I hopeless? Not at all. I'm sure anyone that has ever tried to incorporate meditation into their lives has noticed you probably weren't a fidgety person until you tried to sit still and not move and just to focus on what was going on. So the thing is that meditation is not one size fits all. If you do not enjoy sitting quietly, if you do not enjoy guided meditations, then it's time to try something else. Mindful meditation can be done anywhere, at any time. Often I hear from people that they get their most powerful revelations while they're driving or even in the shower. And do you wonder why that is? It is because the physical body is preoccupied with a task, and thus the mind wanders. And though I will say this clearly, I do not recommend letting your mind wander while you are driving. You need to be mindful and watch what you're doing on the road. But when you are doing some of those other tasks of daily life that do not require as much focus, such as washing dishes, folding laundry, and even, yes, showering, you can zone out or daydream, as others call it. But really, this is meditation. Pay attention to what is coming to your mind as you do these tasks, and to be mindful about giving attention to one thing at a time. You might find that even as you're walking, I love walking meditation. I can't wait for the snow to melt and for the weather to become warmer, because in the afternoon, there's nothing I love more than to make time, even just 20 to 30 minutes, to walk outside, especially if it's close to a forest or some nature, and to just inhale that beautiful healing energy that is in nature, and to allow my thoughts to go where I need to give attention to. Sometimes it'll be to someone that you're having a problem with in a relationship, whether family or romantic or otherwise. Sometimes it'll go to what you're feeling stressed about with regards to your work. Often, because we're so focused on kind of blocking the unpleasant feelings, or we think that we're going to a negative place, you know, we're missing the opportunity to receive information from spirit that might help us with those situations. And so this is why I strongly suggest being more open to allowing those thoughts to come to you, so that you can give them the attention that they need. Otherwise, you're just going to continually cycle through them over and over again. And this is what, you know, it keeps you awake at night, which is going to be my next answer, because I have a question about sleeping. The next question I got is, I cannot seem to shut off my thoughts when I try to sleep, and this prevents me from getting enough rest to find time to meditate. What can I do? This is extremely common in today's world. We are so focused on being active and getting things done that we overwhelm our senses all day, leaving us drained and restless at night. The two words that come up a lot during readings are prioritize and simplify. Why do we feel we must maintain incredibly busy, hectic schedules from the moment we wake up until the moment we hope to sleep? Two things that you can start to do to work on this. Firstly, write down everything you think you need to do during the day while you're awake for the next week. And then go through each item and ask yourself, is this truly necessary? And if it is there a way for me to simplify it? And if it is not, is there a way for me to let this go? You know, sometimes we just get into the habit of doing certain things that, you know, we're not even being mindful about it. And all of a sudden we realize, oh, wow, I'm doing about 10 things a day that I probably don't need to do every single day, or that isn't really pertinent to my path at this time. It's difficult to take a step back and find time to focus on prioritizing, but it is worth the effort. You know, you can't see changes happen unless you're willing to actually put in the effort. Changes don't just come to you. You don't wake up and all of a sudden everything's different and exactly how you want it. You know, that would be nice, obviously, but it simply doesn't work that way. You have to be willing to put in the effort to see the outcomes you desire. Okay. And secondly, at night, give yourself 10 minutes to worry before you go to sleep. So this means writing out, and I'm a big fan of lists when it comes to this kind of stuff, because if you keep it all in your thoughts and you're trying to make sense of it all, it's overwhelming. And that's when that anxiety creeps in and you feel, you know, like you're short of breath and you just feel tense and anxious. And, you know, that's no way to go to bed. So by writing it out, it gives you this tangible thing to look at and actually give your mind peace. So write everything out that you know you will be, that will be on your mind at night as you toss and turn. So this tends to be a time of worrying about the future, especially. And so go through each item and ask yourself, can I change this in this moment? As well as, can I control the outcome of this situation at this time? Most times the answers to both questions will be no. And so mindfully tell yourself, I let this go for now. It doesn't mean that you're not going to deal with it. But as many others have said before, worrying doesn't change the outcome. It only steals your peace. So if it comes up again as you try to sleep, remain calm, breathing deeply and mindfully as you remind yourself, I accept that this is something I am worried about, but I acknowledge that I cannot change nor control it. I release it for my own good and will allow my body to rest. This might feel a little silly at first, but you are ultimately trying to change the way you handle overbearing thoughts of worry and anxiety that stress the body, mind, and spirit. No amount of lavender oils in a diffuser or crystals under your pillow will make this stop. You need to do the work by taking back your power and accepting that you are ultimately responsible for what you think about. That's a lot of information all at once, isn't it? Okay. A few more questions before we get to our meditation for today. And it's going to be a good one. It's one that I do during my spirit guides course. So if you have any interest in meeting some of your spirit guides and working with them for a few minutes today, do stay tuned. The next question I have is, meditation feels like a lot of work. What is the point? The point is that you will not meet all of your spirit guides in two meditations. I can't tell you how many times I get that message. I have been meditating for a whole week and I still don't know all of my guides. Oh, goodness. It's not that they're waiting for you to do anything special in order to meet them. I mean, they know you very well and you know them. You just don't remember. But it's more about working on yourself. You need to work through the blockages, and all of us have them. There is no person that is without energy blockages in their energy. You just cannot be here for this long and not have something. And it doesn't mean that you can't meditate and that you can't progress enough to communicate with spirit. It just means that you have to pay attention to what's, you know, coming up first. First things first, you must heal yourself if you want to move forward. And you will not release all of your stress after a 20-minute guided meditation. And unfortunately, you will not be completely rid of the challenges that you have to endure during your time here. A wise person once said, meditation is not about what you gain, it is about what you lose. And to me, this seems very accurate. Meditation helps you to get to know yourself better, to become more aware and in tune with your personal truths and feelings about what you are experiencing in this life. Basically, if you were to think of it in a different way, it's a timeout from having to be and to do and to engage and to react. It gives you time to breathe and to bring in healing energy and to center and calm your mind, body, and spirit, which leads to a better chance of being aligned and more balanced. This is very important. I can tell when somebody, you know, instantly, anyone that's ever had a reading with me, I can tell instantly if you meditate or if you don't, because your energy says it all. And so, you know, and even if you meditate a lot, it also, you know, I can also tell based on your energy how it feels, how successful you are at trying to maintain that level of peace and calm and are willing to be open enough to entertain what's coming up from the past and everything that you have to deal with. It is a time of rest and healing and growth. And generally, it provides for you the clarity and insight and support that you need to overcome all of those challenges. Meditation, I feel, puts life into perspective, leaving you not only expressing gratitude, but feeling it as well. Okay. Another one I often get is, do you have any recommendations for guided meditations? I do, actually. The only one I ever suggest, aside from myself, I mean, if you go on YouTube, I do have guided meditations on there, is Jason Stevenson. His meditations are the only ones I listen to, and I have had great success with them, and he's got the perfect voice for this kind of thing, and I find that his meditations are very well written, and they're wonderfully timed. Some meditations go too quick, some meditations too slow, and I find if I was to recommend, definitely Jason Stevenson, and he's got hundreds as far as I know, so you really can't go wrong. So I recommend that, you know, if you're going to try to start incorporating meditation into your life, that you have, well, I'd say don't have any expectations, but if you feel like you must have expectations, have realistic ones. Don't expect it to be easy right away to find the time and to make the time. And don't expect that everything's going to be different after a few, you know, short meditations. Work your way up. It's a lot like exercising. Essentially, it is like strengthening a muscle. You can't just go into the gym and start bench pressing, you know, twice your body weight. You have to work up to it. Same with meditation. You can't just expect to be able to sit quietly in a silent room for an hour if you've never done that and have these deep, profound moments of enlightenment. I mean, it might happen that way for some people, and that would be wonderful. But generally speaking, that's not how it's going to be. You need to work your way up to it. So I'd say even start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, and not put pressure on yourself. You know, people try to sometimes, even in my courses, you know, if they feel like others are further ahead, you know, why can't I do what they're doing? If you're competing, then you're missing the whole point. You know, you can only strive to do more than you did the day before. But not trying to keep up with somebody else or to do better than somebody else. You have no idea where anyone else's path has been or where it's leading. It's not your path. If you pay attention to what everyone else is doing or how they're seemingly doing, because you really don't know how they're feeling, you don't know what their thoughts are, you have no idea what their challenges are, you know, you're just going to make yourself miserable. So pay attention to how you're feeling. That's the whole point of meditation. It's like I said before, kind of like a timeout for you, but also like it's a check-in, you know, to check how you're feeling physically, emotionally, mentally, to see where you're at spiritually, to see what you're feeling drawn to do. It's time well spent, and I highly recommend it. You know, and if you have any questions about this, or if you need any recommendations or some more suggestions, you're always welcome to follow me on Facebook, Medium Michelle Stockatelny, or you can always email me through my website. And I'm happy to answer questions and provide guidance for you if you're going through anything that requires that. But I feel like I've shared enough information for one day, and now it's time to settle in and do a lovely meditation. This meditation is called the Guardian and Joy Guide Meditation. Basically, you're going to be kind of working with two of your guides that are closest to you. So I want you to start getting comfortable and close your eyes, uncross everything. And begin inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. These deep, mindful breaths are helping you center and balance your energy. And as you inhale, you bring in and accept love, healing, and peace. As you exhale, you release and let go of doubt, fear, and pain. And if you've ever taken a course with me, you know that I like to do this opening, which provides us with boundaries and setting those beautiful energies and intentions that we need as we move forward. Continue with your mindful breathing as we open. Creator, we thank you for this life and for the opportunity to connect with our spirit guides. We ask humbly and gratefully to be grounded, centered, and balanced mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Please let the white light be placed around us at all times, as well as a beautiful blue shield, protecting us from any lower vibrational energies. We only accept energies that are greater than or equal to our own vibrations, and ask humbly that anything less bounce off of the blue shield and be sent back with unconditional love. Please help each listener today to receive exactly what they need in order to begin their journey to conscious communication with their spirit guides. Continue to breathe deeply and mindfully as you feel your whole body relaxing from head to toe. Your feet are producing energetic roots that can be any color you wish. Visualize these roots flowing down into Mother Earth, connecting you with the essence of the Earth's energy. With every inhalation, you welcome the beautiful spirit energies flowing around you and through you. With every exhalation, body releases tension, stress, and anxiety. You are in this moment and are letting go of your worries. You can now feel your guardian guide gently placing energy on your right hand. Special spot made for you to connect with spirit. See with your mind's eye this wonderful place, abundant with nature. Your guardian is holding your hand as they lead you into this breathtaking environment. You can hear waterfalls in the distance. You can smell the dewy cleansing air. You can feel the warmth and comfort this place brings. And you can now see the special place that your guides have prepared for you. Look around and sit where you feel most drawn to be. As you settle in to connect with your spirit guides, ask your guardian to come forward. Notice that you see or sense that they are of a male or female vibration. Thank them for meeting you today. And as they come closer to your energy, you may see or know or feel how they appear. Ask your guardian for a name that you can call them and feel or hear as the energy of this name resonates with your entire being. Though you may be hearing it for the first time, it feels as though you've known it forever. Your guardian will now tell you or show you what they feel would be the most important aspect of your path to focus on at this time. Listen now as they discuss your healing, further learning, or any specific aspect of your journey, and feel as their advice travels through you, resonating with your own spirit. Guardian steps back at this time to allow your joy guide to come forward. Embrace your guardian and thank them for being with you today and always. They take your hand once more and place a gemstone in it. Look at the vibrancy of its color and enjoy the energy that it provides for you. For this would be a gemstone in the physical world that would help you immensely on your path. Thank them one last time as they step away and your joy guide comes closer to you. You see your joy guide and sense their energy as being lighter and very high vibrational. You cannot help but smile as you feel this sense of peace and happiness at the same time. You recognize whether they have a male or female vibration. You may see or know how they appear. Ask them for a name that you can call them and feel, hear, or simply know it. Your joy guide will now give you guidance about how you would best succeed at learning to live in the moment. Listen and accept this with an open mind. Guide, for coming forward today and for their guidance, feel as they step back, you are emanating gratitude as well as peace like you never have before. At this time, each of your closest guides will stand around you, offering healing energies to help align your mind, body, and spirit. Breathe mindfully and allow this amazing energy to flow through you. Gratitude again for this beautiful blessing, and assure your guides that you will be working to connect with them frequently. Ask them for help in doing so as you work towards raising your vibration. Your guardian touches your hand again and leads you back to the physical world. Inhaling deeply through your nose, one more time, open your eyes as you exhale slowly. You are back to your full awareness and feel blissfully healed and aligned. We are very grateful to our spirit guides for providing us with this journey today. And I want to thank each of you for listening. It's been wonderful, and I will be back on the air again very soon to connect you with spirit. Many blessings.